Welcome our guest to the Gospel Spotlight, Monica Lisa Stevenson. Monica, how are you?
Hi there, I'm great. How are you today?
Doing fine. First of all, who is Monica Lisa Stevenson?
Monica Lisa Stevenson is a little old country girl out of a little town called Wetumpka, Alabama. Born and raised there and migrated over to Atlanta, and God really blossomed the music ministry that I'm in now. Started when I was home, my mom, dad, uncles and aunts all sang, so it was just kind of instilled in me to just keep this music thing going.
Monica Lisa Stevenson, you're the eldest of six children.
I am.
Okay. Is there any pressure on you? Because I guess everybody's looking, hey, being the oldest, what type of pressure is that?
You know what, being the oldest, yeah, a lot does weigh on you. And, you know, your sisters and your brothers look up to you. And you have to be there for, you know, when they need you and when they call, you have to make yourself available.
Tell me about the late Dr. Albertina Walker.
Oh, wow. Such an awesome, awesome woman of God and such a sweet, sweet spirit. I was very honored to have the opportunity to meet her years ago down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, doing one of Dr. Jones' tapings. And she kind of just fell in love with me because we did the remake of her song, which is called my signature song, Across the Country, Lord Keep Me Day by Day. And then the Caravans kind of took me under their wing. And I still do some work with Dorothy Norwood and Shirley Caesar. So they took me under their wing and, you know, just kind of really, really taught me about this music industry.
You mentioned Dr. Bobby Jones. How was it doing, Dr. Bobby Jones Gospel?
It was an awesome experience. We did that 2 years ago, and thank God that we've been asked to come back this year. We're going to be taping, so be on the lookout for that show. We'll be posting when that will air. So it was such an honor. He's such an humble man that, you know, that gives a great platform for independent artists as well as mainstream artists to go and show your gift to the world.
Tell us about the Atlanta Gospel Choice Awards.
The Atlanta Gospel Choice Awards was created for the, it started out being created for the Atlanta artists and some of the independent artists. And I've been honored to receive several awards from them. And I participate with that awards show every year. So it's been great and just been growing. And I'm very excited that it's here in Atlanta.
You've done some work with the Gospel Music Workshop of America, haven't you?
I have.
Tell us about that.
GMWA, which is a great organization, we're getting ready to go there to be a part of the yearly conference in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a member here of the local chapter in Atlanta, and when my schedule allows, I'm always, you know, I'm here singing with them as well.
Lord, keep me day by day. Tell us more about that song.
Lord, keep me day by day is a song that I actually grew up on. And it's so befitting for this time, Mr. Ellison, because we all need God just to keep us day by day and minute by minute, hour by hour, second by second. The songwriter of that song, Mr. Eddie Williams, got an opportunity to meet him when I went to Chicago, and he told me about the writer of the song, that he was just sitting in his living room, and they were going through some trials and some tribulations. And he said that song God just really put in his spirit and on his heart.
Tell us about your new album.
Live in Atlanta. Yes, debuted number 14 on the charts on May 14th. And it has just been doing wonders. God has really been blessing. We've been touring ever since with the new CD. And I'm just so excited about it that, of course, I can tell people they can now get it at Walmart and Best Buy, or you can download it on all of the online music stores.